Okay, I am pushing some buttons.
All right, pushing buttons.
I'll tell you when I'm through pushing buttons. That's his wife's name. Scott, you're listed as Vicky. We know that's your alias.
All right.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, Peggy, are all the buttons pushed?
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to start this meeting. Welcome. Thank you for being here. I think I've said hi to each of you personally, but Happy New Year and so on. And we're going to charge on here with our agenda, the Public Arts Committee, Thursday, January 20th, 2022, a brand new year. And we are going to hold off on the minutes. They're not quite done by the company who writes minutes, so we'll get those later. So let's just go right on, please, to C1. Regarding the creating of a city poet. And I don't know if there is any update. I thought from the last meeting, folks, and help me remember this, that we were just going to kind of put that in a holding pattern for right now. Does someone remember on the December 16th?
I remember. Yep. Cynthia asked that this be on the agenda for further discussion at the December 16th meeting, and so that's why we're seeing it again. And so I think that she felt it was important that we bring this back and talk about it, and so she's here, so she can...
Okay, well, I really, really like the idea of the project. It was Dietmar's idea, and he is not here this yet. I know he takes his granddaughter to school about this time, but I would just like to keep it on our radar, and I have nothing to offer on it right now, but I would just like to keep it in mind if the committee so desires.
Okay. Are there, yes, Mary.
Hi. The thing with the poet, I have no problem with that, but is there going to be some kind of process to pick the poet? Because we can't just say, oh, this is a nice guy, he's a poet, he's now our poet laureate. You've got to have some sort of a process.
Yes,
I would imagine.
Okay, so let's see, Francis has joined us now. Good morning, Francis. Mary is pointing to someone. Is someone down there? Judy is pointing to someone.
Bill Posner.
Oh, Bill. Oh, I am so sorry. I only see part of a screen at a time. My apologies. Bill, talk.
I'm against that idea. I would like, if we did something like that, I would like to see more of a city artist that is more well-rounded in various things, including writing, painting, et cetera, and has a lot of art experience rather than exclusive poet or writer. I think the city would benefit better from a city artist or art representative.
Okay, Francis.
I agree with Bill, and I think we talked about this before. I think like Writers on the Edge or some group that had a group of people would be better than just one single person. Like Writers on the Edge, or there's another writing group here that includes poetry. So I'd like to see something more of a bigger umbrella.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Francis. I'm cruising to see whose hands are up next for this. Yes, Cynthia.
Well, I'm still going to want to keep this on our radar for a bit. It certainly could be a group of poets who could come forth with pieces of work or a piece of work at suitable moments.
I don't know when or what yet, since we're not really having meetings, but I think it would be a valuable addition to the community. But if there's not a lot of enthusiasm and Dietmar's not here, you know, that's fine. I just like the idea very much.
So, Cynthia, what we can do, and committee, if you are agreeable for other discussion or at least more thinking, we can keep this topic on the agenda for another month or so, maybe have it further down. I do know I've been doing a little bit of research on this, and I went to poets.org, and some of you in the interim between now and the next meeting might wish to do that. And I have not read all of this. Apparently, let's see, who is it? Houston, Texas has a poet laureate, Leslie Contreras Schwartz. But I haven't gotten into reading about it, you know, so maybe there are gobs and gobs of other cities that have poet laureates. I don't know, but some of you might want to check out poets.org. So Cynthia, for the moment, and we certainly want to honor, you know, Dietmar's idea here. Can we move on to our next topic and just keep this on the agenda, and we can look some more at what other towns are doing?
That's fine with me. Thank you.
Okay, I see some of you kind of shaking your heads. Okay, so fine. As I say, Houston, Texas has a poet laureate.
Peggy's hand is up.
Oh, okay.
Catherine, what I was going to suggest is the next agenda item is going to require some probably serious consideration and take a little bit more time, the next two items. I was thinking that maybe we could I could give you the update on the ambassador, talk about the loft and sculpture and the Public Arts Foundation, and then we could go back to that, because then we would be through with the rest of the agenda.
Okay, I appreciate that. Are you all okay with that? Yes, people shaking hands, thumbs up. All right, what's the latest on the ambassador?
Well, it's really pretty much what we heard last time when I talked to Wyatt as recently as yesterday. He said that he hadn't heard back from the building inspector, which is regarding what sort of engineering is required. So I'll reach out to the building inspector and see if there's some sort of problem that we can work on here. So that one is that. Now the update on the...
Peggy, wait one moment. This building inspector, do some of us from the committee need also to meet with him to find out why, or you're going to...
No, he's one of my coworkers. I'll work with him. I think it would be not okay to have a whole bunch of people in there. that's the update on the ambassador. Now, the loft and sculpture placement, we're ready to go. I've got Public Works lined up. They're thinking that they can get out there next week. What I'm wondering at this point is, I don't know that I'm going to have time to go out there with them. I think it would be really good if we had one person who could be there at the time, because I don't know exactly how Mrs. Lofton is going to feel when we have, you know, a couple of Public Works guys show up to take something that, you know, from her property, and she doesn't know who they are. And I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Cynthia, do you know her?
Yes, I have met Joan. I don't think she would be alarmed. I mean, there'll be contact ahead of time that the Public Works Department is coming.
Okay.
I could try to go with them if I'm free.
Well, I feel better knowing that. I was just a little concerned that she might be alarmed when a couple of guys pulled onto her property to take a sculpture. But what I'll do is I'll call her and just tell her that we think it will be next week, and that I'll also let her know on the day that it happens. But he's ready to go out there. and he knows what he's picking up. I've sent him the photo.
Okay. Her property has a locked gate, so someone does have to be there to open the gate, so there does need to be coordination on the time there.
Okay.
Can she walk down to the gate to unlock it? Is she able to walk?
Oh, yeah, she's very mobile.
Okay, so if she knows that someone's coming at X time, she can be down there to open it up.
Well, she has a button she pushes in her house, actually. So.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
So, yeah, I think it would be okay. And if Public Works could tell me when they're going, if I can go, I'd be glad to accompany them out there.
Okay, and also, if I can, I'll try. You know, I really hate to promise anything. We're really terribly short-staffed. So, but I can try.
Don't worry. Yeah, Peggy, don't worry about it. I think we can handle this. Now, I was looking back to our agenda in December where we all take notes. And I note here, and this may have changed, okay, Cynthia? I note that at the time in December, you said, Cynthia said, would help to place, you know, the art there on the PAC slab. Now, I don't know, Cynthia, if you are still available. I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I'm just...
Well, I mean, I don't know what I could do exactly. All they need to do is just, like, put it in the middle of the pedestal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that, you know, the placement is just center it on that slab, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'll let David know. He's an engineer and he'll be, you know, I already told him this because that's what I thought, but now that that's confirmed.
It should not be complicated, says I.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, that's exciting. Yes, Mary.
Yeah, I have a question. Are the rocks still on the slab, or have they been removed?
The rocks are gone. Anita took the rocks away, and I think maybe it was Cynthia who mentioned that people seemed, or maybe it was Jason Holland, but somebody told me that people would walk by and they'd look at those stones on that slab and consider them like it was potentially intentional and that it was a piece of art.
Okay, great. Well, that's exciting. We're almost to the end on that. Okay, Peggy, you wanted to talk about Public Arts Foundation.
Yes, so I told you last time that I renewed our state nonprofit. I still have to file the Form 990 with the feds. I'm really afraid of that because I've never done it before. It's not that I can't do it, and I will do it, but I need to know exactly how much money we have in our account because it's a tax form. So I'll get that from Cynthia or Tom, whoever is getting those electronic statements, and then I can file that that 990 form. And then the other thing is, you know, I don't want to sound like a lunatic, but this was a goal. Creating a nonprofit foundation was a goal of this committee, and we did that. And it seems like it's not, I don't know what the thinking was when it became a goal. I mean, what was the thinking that what would we do with it? Because right now we're not doing anything.
I think the goal was to raise money to buy art pieces and to get grants.
Bill, your hand is up too.
I was just going to repeat what she just said. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was my idea. The whole thing was to raise money because we fight tooth and nail sometimes for money in the city budget, and this would give us some more avenues for funds. And also avenues for donations, because no one can donate now because we're not a 501c3.
Yes, we are. We are a 501c3.
No.
Are not our public arts committee.
No, no, but the Newport Public Arts Foundation is. But right. Here's what I'd like to know. I mean, I feel like let's get moving on this. That's just my opinion. I mean, we can't, and I'm happy to work with this even after I'm gone, and I'm happy to write grants or whatever, but I think we need to meet as a Newport Public Arts Foundation and sort of do some planning.
Oh. I think the first business on the agenda was to recruit other people. I know I just stepped in as a placeholder, and I think some other people did too. So I think that was the first goal was to recruit people to actually run it. It's more than I can take on, and I was just a placeholder.
Right. And that's okay, Bill. I was the placeholder too. So I guess we need to decide whether we want to do it right now at 8:45 in the morning. Do we want to continue to have a public art foundation? Or do we say, hey, it was a great idea, but not now?
Well, that doesn't need to be decided this morning. Absolutely not. Because as I said, I've renewed the nonprofit for the state, and I'll renew when I file the 990, the federal 501c3 designation. But my feeling is that there needs to be a meeting and kind of reorganize and then decide at that point, you know, who's going to do what. And anyway, that's just my thought.
I think the principals need to have a separate meeting offsite and figure out what to do.
Webb, what say you? Are you here?
Yeah, this is Tom chiming in, and I have Cynthia and I have been talking back and forth a little bit about who is the official chair of the committee. I was chair pro tem, but we do need to set a meeting, and I have to admit that we've been a little bit late on that, but I don't know that the Public Art Foundation has anything to do with this agenda or this committee.
It doesn't have anything to do with this committee, Tom. You're absolutely right. It was just an opportunity for me to find out what's going on because...
Right.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, things have been so busy, it's been hard to schedule a meeting, but... I think on my agenda is to schedule the meeting and then to confirm who from this committee and others are actually officially on the board of the foundation.
Okay.
So we haven't lost the idea, but we have been having a challenge in getting a meeting together. And then we have to set some goals, we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you for that update. Unless there's anything else to discuss on this topic, I'd really like to get on to our resolution 3875. Yes, Peggy.
One more thing that I just thought of that's not on the agenda. I don't know if any of you have seen the mural at 2nd and Herbert, but it looks like a car ran into the wall. And anyway.
Yeah, there was an accident about a week ago. It came across the scanner, and I knew the address. And also, the other side, the dirt is kind of coming away from it.
The other side of what, Bill?
I think the front of the house on... Yeah, I think on the front of the house, there's dirt coming away from it, and the wall is sinking, but that one corner is falling because of the car. It was an accident. I heard it come over in the scanner, and my sister was right down on street she was on. She lives close to there.
If it was a car, shouldn't the car insurance pay for any upkeep of that art piece?
Beyond my pay scale, I have no idea.
I think we should contact the insurance company and find out whether they would pay for that.
Well, that's owned by a private owner.
Yeah, it's a private owner. But you know what I can do, perhaps, is I can try to reach out to those owners and see what their plans are.
Okay.
And I'll add that to the next agenda.
But don't we have a 5-year easement on that piece of property, on that wall?
We do have an art easement. I think it's longer than 5 years. I'm not sure. It might be 10. But I don't know, you know, if somebody runs into the wall, I don't know what impact the easement has on that. So I'll have to figure that out.
Well, the person that runs into the wall is responsible.
Well, the art easement is probably on the existing structure. If the structure disappears.
But you're saying the wall disappeared?
Yeah. No, if it does, if it crumbles or falls apart or...
Well, part of the wall is, you know, lying on the sidewalk.
Yeah, it's rubble. It's just rubble right there on the corner.
Then the person on that Jackson is responsible for repairing the wall too.
Okay, so can we get this information of who owns the car from the city police?
I don't know about that, but let me talk to the owners of the property and see where they're headed with this, and then we can kind of get what additional information we need from that point. But I just wanted you to know, if you hadn't seen it, I can't even imagine how that happened.
I don't either, because it's set back.
Yeah, they must have been coming up that street that Bill's sister lives on and then just went straight into that corner.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a really tough wall to hit. I mean, it's not right out there in the middle of the street. You know?
Yeah, no, you're right, Dietmar. That's why it's so shocking to look at it, because it's kind of just almost at the very corner, you know, where the wall turned the corner, that the car must have hit. So where it was coming from and, you know, what the details are, I don't know, but I'll gather information for you at the next meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Peggy, for bringing that up, and we'll have that on the agenda. Anything else the committee wants to say about that mural? Okay, let's go on then. One of our big tasks is to what words we are going to add to resolution 3875. And we had this as a handout, and as I was understanding, we were going to be inserting something between, let me get the pages here. We were going to be inserting something between G and H.
So my question to you is, does G, as it is written, work for accepting public art donations? As I mentioned before, what happened is that, you know, it seems like people think, oh, yeah, no, the city has a lot of public art. Let's just drop our stuff off and without doing anything. And we have things that have been dropped off, just dropped off. And, you know, maybe G is fine. Maybe what we need to do is publicize it. I don't know. I was interested in getting your comments regarding whether that will work for these types of situations. And if you think it will work, what we can do to get the word out there.
Get the word out there for what? For donations or how it's...
Well, no, donated. I mean, get the word out there that just basically don't drop stuff off without communicating with the Public Arts Committee first, because the way I read this, and let me read it out loud, it's called Accepting Public Art Donations. Recommendations on accepting public art donations will be made by the Public Arts Committee. When deemed necessary, a selection panel will be assembled to assist with the decision. Meetings should be held with a donor to discuss the commissioning process. Documentation of existing artwork or the actual artwork will be necessary in order to evaluate the concept and placement. Conceptualized artworks not yet materialized will be presented with schematic renderings and or, okay, that we have a process for. It's the first paragraph that we don't. I mean, we
you
don't.
You can put something in there by appointment only or with permission only or some way that they know they can't just drop it off. Recommendations on accepting public art donation is by appointment only or permission only through the public arts committee.
Okay. Judy?
Well, I'm wondering, and I hate to put any more work on Peggy or anyone else, but if we shouldn't have some kind of a form, if someone walks in and says, hey, I want to donate this, well, you have to fill out this form first, and then we have to decide. I mean, then it's decided if it's approved and where it's going to, where we're going to put it and all that stuff. So we make it more of a formal thing. I mean, we have people here all the time at the rec center that say, oh, I want to teach a class. So we have a proposal that they have to fill out. It makes them really tell us specifically what they want to do and when and all that. And I'm just wondering if we could do something like that for donated art, if that would help.
You know, Judy, that is a good idea, because we would need a lot of that information for our public art inventory eventually. And the person who's going to know the most is the giver or the potential giver. Yes, Frances?
I think that's an excellent idea. I know that for art's sake, we have a lot of people wandering in and want a jury in and that sort of thing. And we have a very specific form and a lot of, and it's very detailed on all the requirements, and we hand that out, and 90% of the time they don't want to come in because of the time commitment, and they read the qualifications and all that, and so it also eliminates a lot of problems or a lot of people that really don't,
they're not serious,
they don't meet the standard, or it doesn't work, or blah blah blah. So it's also an elimination process.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay, good. Some other comments about us developing a donation form. Francis. Oh, no, you just say yes with your thumb.
I was ready to vote.
Well, maybe we can see the form that Francis is speaking of. We can kind of steal it.
That'd be a good idea. Mm-hmm.
And then also, Judy, would it help to look at your form?
I'm not sure. I was thinking that I can look at it and see if there's anything that kind of pertains to what we're talking about. But, Frances, I'm wondering if you could email us your form and we could take a look at it and then have ideas for the next time. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's got like a 4-step jury in process that is very detailed. And so, I mean, you know, there's just a lot of things in there that would prevent people from wanting to follow through, because it's a definite commitment.
Right. Tom, do you have something?
Yes, I want to add a couple things. One, this happens at the VAC on occasion. It might happen at the city more often. And I think the important thing is for the city staff to know how to respond. And I think having some sort of resolution that we don't necessarily accept unsolicited gifts of either public art or, you know, art in general, that they need to go through an acceptance process, and then have a document that outlines that process. So I can see the real challenge with city staff, somebody come walking in with a painting wanting to donate it, and like, what do you do? And what you have to say is, you know, you have to go through this process. So.
Right.
Drop-offs of art and things like that are a real nightmare, and they're you're taking on a lot of different responsibilities when you just accept some sort of drop-off of artwork.
Well, I think that's what the form would do then. Give whoever, like I think of the city manager's office and someone walks in, here, I've got this painting I want to donate. Then you can say, well, here's the form. Everyone has to fill out this form before the city will accept any art. I mean, we need to know who the owner really is, if there's any, what, provenance, is that what they call it? And, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I don't, so it keeps people from just dumping it off. That has to be processed and approved. I don't know.
Okay, that's a good point. Hold that. Francis and then Bill.
I know the library, if you're going to donate a large quantity of books, they have a very specific procedure for doing that. You can't just take six boxes of books and donate them to the library. So this would, in other words, this is not an unusual thing to require.
Uh-huh. Okay, good point. Bill?
For this particular document, I would put something very simple, kind of based off what Tom said. Unsolicited donations are not accepted without following procedure XYZ or something. Just put something in there.
Peggy, what's your thought about what we've been talking here?
Well, I think that, you know, we're getting close to a potential resolution. It may be that this particular document needs to have at least a sentence added to it where we would say something like unsolicited art donations must, you know, or anyone wishing to make an unsolicited art donation needs to complete blah, 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 which must be approved by the Public Arts Committee. I say that because I'm sure that these prints that are in my office are probably quite nice, but they're really big, and I don't know what to say. I mean, I really just, they're here, and I don't know whether this committee would have said, yeah, let's take those. I don't know.
Yes, it puts city staff in a really, you know, compromising kind of place without some sort of intake form or something that potential donors fill out.
Right, right. It's part of what we're supposed to do. It will be public art, so we would have to be involved.
Right. So then, Bill and the rest of you, do you perceive that, you know, Minnie Mouse, you know, has a couple of things she'd like to donate. She fills out the form. And then at our next Public Arts Committee meeting, we look at the form and we look at the potential artwork. Is that how we see this happening?
I agree with that. That kind of a process, typical government. Long process.
Okay, and I see an okay from Mary and Scott. Yes, Cynthia.
I think we could also take into account the cost of maintenance and the cost of framing, like these prints, for instance. It's very expensive to frame things, so that needs to be a factor.
And I just, in regard to these prints, they're already framed. They're big, they're framed, they're heavy. I don't know what to do with them. I don't know where to put them. I'm going to be gone someday soon, and we just need to get this dealt with pretty quickly.
So, Peggy, how many pictures are in your office that you're talking about?
Two.
Two. Okay.
That's a good part of the form is to have
like
a checkbox. Is it display ready or something?
Also size.
Of course, yes.
Right. And maybe on the form, not accept anything that is not framed. Dietmar.
So I'm listening to all this chatter about donations and stuff, and I'm really confused, and I'm concerned that not to discourage donations with the form. What if somebody came up tomorrow and said, I have a Michelangelo I want to donate? Are we going to make them go through the form?
No.
We have to prove it's real.
Let me finish my.
Yes.
And what about money donations? Is that to the public art?
That's separate. Dietmar, that's separate in this resolution. The city may accept monetary donations for the benefit of public art. So that's a separate section that's already dealt with. I think the issue, and sometime when you're in City Hall,
Peggy, let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished.
No. Huh? What about if I say I have some art that I want to donate and leave to the city with my will? Does the estate need to apply to the city to make that donation to the city? I would be very careful in forming this resolution. And if it comes up to council, I'm probably going to be very critical of it as to what the committee is actually trying to do with this. I can see where if you have some people that make some art in their backyard and they want to donate it and say, oh yeah, this is a beautiful piece of art, I want to give it to the city, and it has no meaning or anything, but I'm just concerned that we don't discourage people from donating to the city.
The purpose is for organizational. It's organizational. We need to know what we have in inventory and what's in. We can't just take things and then Peggy or anybody is sitting there going, what do we do with this? Where is it?
Well, that's different than the resolution. That's different than what the chatter I've been hearing.
Well, I think we were getting there.
Okay.
That's for the problem. But yeah, there has to be a set of guidelines, and even an estate has to let us know what they're going to be donating and fill out the form. And then
the estate doesn't need to let you know what they're donating. The estate will donate whatever it wants to. You can't ask the estate beforehand to say, I have an estate and I want to make sure that city knows that's going to be donated. So.
Well, at the time of the donation, the form and the process has to be followed. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. If it comes from an estate or comes from a private owner. And if a Michelangelo comes in, we got to verify that it's real.
What actually are you trying to accomplish with this resolution? Is it organizational, Bill, or is it screening art pieces that you don't really want?
No. It's both. It's mainly for organizations, so the committee, which is us, can look at it and determine, do we want this in public art? If not, then the person can sell it or auction it or do whatever they want with it. But we don't have to take it just because they donate it to us. Now, cash, of course, is another thing.
Yeah, see, I wanted to follow up on that. I agree with Bill 100%. It seems to me, based on the charter I read, our responsibility is to make sure that the public art that is exposed representing Newport is appropriate and correct and so forth. And if you don't put some boundaries around what you're going to accept and some process and some organization, I could make the ugliest, most ludicrous, offensive piece of art and I could donate it to you, or I could paint it on a public building and it would be inappropriate. You need some controls, in my mind. I'm done with that, so there you go.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's we can't just bring, somebody brings, I think Peggy mentioned, somebody dumps a log off in the front of City Hall and say, here's a donation of a sculpture I started. What do we do? We have to have some kind of process.
Yeah.
So Dietmar, going back to what you were saying and your concerns here and so on, if we have a statement here in our resolution under accepting public art donations, and then work up a form as a methodology of accepting or not. I want to make sure you're not sure that is the way we should go.
I don't necessarily have any problem with what you guys are chattering about. It's just that I'm just concerned that we don't stifle creativity. We don't get into censorship and we don't discourage art donations of any kind.
Okay. those are our valid concerns. Some more discussion on this. Tom, do you have some? Oh, wait. Judy has her hand up.
Yes, first. Catherine, can I say a couple things?
Yes, please. Okay, Tom.
Well, this is Tom talking. I think this all goes towards the formal discussion of accession and deconcession, or maybe I have those terms wrong, of what is public art. So I think formally, in a very procedural process, Sam, this committee would formally accept a gift of public art or formally reject a gift of public art. Somebody walks by and drops off a painting. We have no obligation towards that. We can do with it whatever we want. But if it needs to be formally accepted or not accepted, then that has to go through a process. And so that's what I think needs to be communicated. And you can't do anything about people just dropping off artwork randomly. So, like the prints that Peggy has, we have no formal obligation towards those. If we're accepting them into the collection of the City of Newport Public Art, that's one thing. I mean, we've been maybe a little bit informal about that in the past, but we're also getting very limited on space. You know, if we had a lot more space, that would be one thing. But we're, things are getting very, very tight about where we're going to display things. So it's that formal process, I think, that needs to be communicated. And if they just want to donate something, well, then fine. We can pass it on to some other organization if we don't feel like it's an official piece of Newport public art.
Okay, Tom, hold that thought for a moment, but Judy, you've had your hand up, please.
So along the lines that Tom was talking about, so if we don't have we don't have an obligation when someone drops art off, but there's the view of us, so if somebody drops two prints off at Peggy's office and she doesn't know who they are, she doesn't know what to do with them, so we give them away. So then the person comes back, and mind you, they will, and says, where did you end up putting my pieces of art that I gave you? Well, we put them in Joe Bob's house because we didn't want them. It's not going to reflect well on us. So I think as they drop things off, we have to have some kind of control or input. I mean, if somebody said, I have this giant piece of art and I want to hear, you're having it, and it's as big as a room and we literally have nowhere to put it, then are we saying we don't have control whether to accept it or not? I just think there has to be some kind of control. And I don't want to discourage anyone, but I also think the control factor is important.
Well, what I would like to discourage is people cleaning out a relative's apartment or something and just say, oh, here's a bunch of painting, I'll just drop it off at the city without knowing value or history or anything. So there needs to be, and Peggy's trying to figure out a way to let people know that we do have this policy once we figure out what we're doing. Just dropping off art, I understand people want to think it's nice to donate a piece of art, but if we don't know what it is, it does us no good. And yes, the city could just throw it away or sell it or do whatever they want with,
or take it down to the restore. I don't know. Francis, your hand is up here.
Well, I don't think we should become the goodwill of art, you know. I mean, you know, as I said, the library, I mean, there's no way they could take all the donations because, you know, they might have a duplicate or whatever, but you need a filter of some sort. And this form, I mean, I think we could be very diplomatic in the form, and I think it would really help filter out so that we don't become responsible or the goodwill of art. I mean, otherwise, the basement of City Hall is going to be chock full of questionable art. And I think Judy had a good point. So there's got to be a procedure in place so that we can handle this, because beauty is in the eye of the beholder, for sure. So I really think this process is very important.
Thank you for that, Francis. Yes, Bill.
With a process and a simple form that somebody, if they bring something in, they drop it off, and the city staff member says, here's a form, you need to fill this out. And as long as we have their contact information, we can call them and say, well, it's been rejected, we don't really need it, don't have the room, we have one like this already, would you like to pick it up or what? And that way, at least we have some. I don't want to stop them from bringing it, so I don't want like an 8-page document they have to fill out, but just a basic form. And then we can call them and say, sorry, we're not going to be able to accept this. What would you like to do? Pick it up? What?
More comments about what Bill has said.
The question that I would have is: Do you accept pieces of art, kind of with the expectation that they're going to be accepted, or do you kind of pause the acceptance until you actually, as in the committee or wherever, decide this is a piece of art we want to have?
Very good question, Scott. At what point in the donation process do we want to be part of? Yes, Francis?
Well, is there a way they could fill out the form first before they bring the piece in?
That would be really helpful, wouldn't it?
Well, then it goes to knowledge. People have to know that there is a form to fill out. But a lot of people will just come by. I was cleaning out my grandpa's shed. I found this. I'm going to give it to you.
Well, I think you can say, here, you have to fill out this form first. I mean, at the rec center, people used to drop off their exercise equipment, and it was just, I mean, we looked like the Goodwill of the, you know, the exercise equipment. And I finally said, no, we don't accept any non-commercial equipment, because liability-wise for the city and everything, you don't want used equipment up there that you don't know what shape it's in. It's that same kind of goal, and you're saying, okay, that's nice, we love it, but we have to go through this process. Just say there's a process to donate art. And I think you could put that on websites, you could put it everywhere, and if they don't know, you inform them when they come in. I mean, we do that kind of stuff all the time. I'm sorry you didn't know that, but here's the form you have to fill out.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. It's straightforward. Tom, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I did. Thank you, Catherine. I agree with Judy and Bill about the model of, like, the library or the rec center, that you really can't take possession of the donation of art until it's been approved. If it's a piece by Michelangelo, we're obviously going to approve it. But you can't just have people dropping off artwork and assuming that it's going to be a part of the public art selection, and then if it's not, then it causes all these other issues. So we don't want to take possession of drop off artwork. We have many examples of donations of artwork, whether it's Andrew Rodman or Rick Bartow or whatever, but those were basically decisions that we accepted and made, and they were, you know, thought out and communicated and all that. So unsolicited donations of artwork just should be discouraged. We shouldn't accept them. We shouldn't take them into our office, because now there's an expectation that this is a piece of public art, and there's all this baggage that goes with having to communicate back with those people that you know, we're not accepting this or what have you. So anyway, that's my input.
Okay, Tom, thank you for that. So I think what I'm hearing, thank you for this discussion, is that we want to establish a process for potentially people donating art. We want to create a simple intake description, descriptive piece, whatever, about what is being donated so that we, the committee, can look at this and consider their nice thoughts of donating something. Is that kind of what we've been talking? It looks like, yes. So now the point is, and I don't think that Peggy, with all of her work, has time to do this. We need to have a couple of people on the committee to come up with a draft form of a potential intake of donated art. Peggy, is that okay with you? Yes,
so,
Peggy.
Of course, that's fine. But maybe what we could do is collect the sample forms that Francis and Judy have and bring them to the next meeting for discussion.
Okay.
And also a potential draft change to this resolution, just saying something like unsolicited donations of art are not accepted or something. But like, you know, part of the issue, and Bill's mentioned it a couple of times, is that it's not clear to the staff, you know, that if you read the chat, you're going to see what the problem is. It's not clear to the staff that we need to do this. So there's that educational piece, too, that we'll have to get out there.
Right. Okay. And that sounds good to people. And we'll get those samples in advance of the next meeting so that we can look at them and start working on some ideas of a format for ourselves, because, you know, we want to be gracious about this. I certainly hear what Dietmar is saying. We, you know, we don't want to come across as, you know, snooty bad people, but there is a process and so on. Something else in this resolution that I think needs to be looked at, or at least some of my notes say that we were talking about having another concept about loans, okay? And we go back again to Joan Lofton and whatever, and our current document, folks, unless I'm missing something, does not address loans. So I think while we are updating this document, we ought to mention something there. Peggy, does that sound doable?
That sounds reasonable, and I think we need to add that. I mean, if we're going to make any changes at all or recommend any changes to the City Council, I think we need to, you know, make as many at once as possible so that they don't have to be looking at this every single meeting thinking, why didn't the Public Arts Committee do those both at once?
Uh-huh. Okay, good. So does anyone here on this group have any pre-existing document about loans that we could use as a jump-off point?
I can look online and see if I can find anything.
Okay. All right.
Catherine?
Yes?
Excuse my dog here. He's barking. I believe Tom put forth a document last year, I think we've already done this, and it was okay. At Allen. So why are we going over this again?
What we have is a loan agreement, as Cynthia has mentioned, and it was created based on something that Tom submitted previously. It was revised by the city attorney So perhaps what we can do is just make a note in this resolution that loaned art requires an agreement, because the agreement is already in place.
Right, and I do understand that. Thank you, Cynthia. I wasn't talking about redoing all of that, but somewhere in our resolution to acknowledge the concept of loans, and it might just be a couple of sentences that would go in there so that structure is in place. Okay, anything else for the moment on this topic, whatever? Okay. So Peggy is requesting that our next meeting be the second Thursday, February the 10th. Can you all check your calendars and make sure that that's okay? Peggy needs to be out of town on our normal or regular meeting time. Judy's okay with February the 10th, Bill is okay, Scott's okay, Francis, Mary, myself. All right, then let's see, any other pictures here to look at? Cynthia, are you okay on February 10th? Okay, and Dietmar? Tom?
February 10th should be okay, although it's going to be a little tight.
Okay, so Peggy, this will accommodate your schedule, and our next meeting will be 8:30 on February the 10th. Thank you so much. Oh, Bill, yes.
Before we close, and just so I know, does anybody in our committee have experience appraising art? You know, for art that is donated, because I don't have any experience, and I was just wondering, as they come in, how are we going to determine, or how, we can talk about it later, but I'm just wondering.
Good question. I certainly don't. Usually anything of a visual art thing people talk about, there may be appraisers in Portland or whatever, but I don't know. There could be several right here in Lincoln County. I don't know.
Maybe we need a city appraiser.
Right. All right. Well, listen, folks, have a great, wonderful day. Okay. And thank you so much for coming, and off to
thanks, everyone.
Take care. Bye. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.